All right, buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
All right, subject. My parents are freaks, okay? Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 27-year-old college graduate, and I recently moved back in with my mother to save some money and get my own place. My parents were high school sweethearts, but they never got married. For over 30 years, they've been hooking up whenever they were single. They go on dates, vacations, and they attend family gatherings, but they refuse to get married. I've asked my dad why he won't marry my mom, and he said, "Son, a house is much better than an apartment." Whatever that means. My dad comes over to my mom's house all the time, and watching the two of them is like watching softcore porn. My dad grabs my mom's butt when she walks by him, and I've seen him pause a football game just so he could watch my mom bending over while she was mopping the floor.
Yes, sir.
My dad was in a car accident recently and had to stay in the hospital overnight. My mom and I went to visit, and while I was sitting there, my dad whispered to my mom, "Psst." And then he lifted his gown to show my mom that he was ready. And they put me out of the room. It is so embarrassing. And the final straw was when I got when I caught them in the garage doing the do in my dad's truck. I was traumatized.
Come on, mama.
But they thought I was traumatized. But they both thought it was funny. I wish they'd stop acting like two horny teenagers. I feel like I'm in their way, but I have nowhere to go. I'm afraid to invite my girlfriend over if my dad is around because there's no telling what they'll do. How can I get them to stop it or at least respect me if I am around them? It's disgusting. Please help. Well, I can tell you my answer won't be very long. First of all, ew, ew, ew. No one, and I mean no one, wants to see their parents getting busy like this. They do not. I don't care where it is. If it's in the house and he's touching your mom's butt, kids don't want to see that. I mean, yeah, you would be a little, you would think you'd be a little discreet and they'd be a little mindful of you. But no, they're not. They just do it wherever, whenever the spirit hits them or the mood hits them. Even in the hospital.
The spirit?
Or the mood.
Okay.
Yeah, or the mood. Anyway, the best advice I can give you right now, Mr. 27-year-old, who just graduated, is hurry up and get your coins together so you can move out of your mom's house because it's her house. Things aren't going to change. I think, you know, they were respecting you when they went to the garage and did it in the car, okay, because they could have done it right there in the house like they've been doing it all this time. So, yeah, just hurry up, you know, let them know that you're saving and you'll be getting out soon so they can have at it. But, yeah, that's my best advice to you is to go ahead and get those coins together. When your dad said, "Son, a house is much better than an apartment," I don't exactly know what he means. Maybe he's saying he prefers to stay at his house. I don't know. I don't know. To have his own, then when you're in an apartment, you're under someone else's rules, perhaps.
That's a drunk comment right
yeah,
there.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't know. I'm trying to make sense of it. But anyway, maybe he just likes the fact that he owns his own home. And if he comes to your mom's home, it'll be like being in an apartment because he'll have to abide by her rules or something. I don't know. But anyway, save your coin. So you, if you do want to watch softcore porn or whatever, it won't be your parents. It'll be in the comfort of your own home. But yeah, you got to get out of there because they're not making any excuses for what they're doing just because you're there. And yeah, I wouldn't advise you necessarily. Well, maybe if you brought your girlfriend over, they might stop in front of her. But you don't want to take that chance. Now, do you? All right, Junior. What you got?
Oh, man. I'll tell him this. Your daddy my hero.
Come on, boy.
I wants to be your daddy when I get older. All the time. He said it was like watching softcore porn. You want some advice? When you see your daddy truck, you better get your car keys because he ain't gone. Oh, it's about to go down. I bet your daddy liked to talk soft to your mama and unbutton his shirt. Don't even care if you sit on the couch. Uh-huh. I'm about to do this right now. If you ever see your mama and your daddy, you need to go ahead and just go. If they are putting you out of hospital rooms, I wish I had a sickle cell crisis and could get some in the hospital. I wish I'd get sick right now if I could actually get sick and go to the hospital and get some. That is a dream of mine. That gown, I've raised that gown up before to use the bathroom. That's about all I've raised my gown up. Okay,
yes,
that's
much.
It. I still bad. I wish your daddy is my hero. He's in the hospital, medical equipment everywhere, and he is plugged up to a heart monitor. He got everything going on. Blood pressure getting checked, and there's some other pressures that's getting checked. I want to be your daddy. I want him to be my hero. That is the best thing in the world. Can you imagine that? Get some Tylenol and get some.
I can't imagine.
You can get.
I can't imagine
them?
This. My
oh
parents.
My
no, this oh. is, this would drive me insane.
Oh no, no, I want to be your dad. Now I've seen my parents before, and it is
traumatizing.
It's
traumatizing.
Yes, it is. Oh, no one wants to see
but
this.
My daddy said, "What you want?" But he didn't stop doing nothing. I got in my room and cried. And my mama came in there and said, "What's wrong?" I said, "Y'all in there doing that nasty stuff. And this stuff is in my mind.
Right.
Why do I see the bottom of your feet, mama? I've never seen the bottom of your feet. What is going on in here? Why?
Yeah, that's...
Why is daddy hurting you? I'm calling the police. I'm calling." I'm telling you, it is traumatized.
Yes, it is. No one wants to see this. They
but
really don't.
I want to be your daddy when I grow up. Oh, I want to.
27-year-old college student recently moved back at home with his mom. He wants to save some money so he can get his own place. His parents were high school sweethearts. They never got married. So over the past 30 years, they've been hooking up whenever they were single, which implies they've been married. They've been in relationships before. But whenever they're single or between relationships or marriages or whatever, they hook up. They go on dates. They go on vacations. They attend family gatherings together. But they still refuse to get married. The son said he asked his dad, "Why won't he marry his mom?" And the dad said, "Son, a house is much better than an apartment," whatever that means. He says his dad comes over to his mom's house all the time, and he says watching them together is like watching softcore porn. He says my dad grabs my mom's butt when she walks by him. She says she's seen him pause a football game just so he could watch his mom bend over while she was mopping the floor. Oh, my goodness. He said my dad was in a car accident. He was in the hospital. He lifted up his gown and let his mom know that he was ready. They put the son out of the hospital
room. Your ass out of here.
And it goes on and on. He caught him in the garage in the dad's truck. I mean, this is just a bit much for this son. Like I said, no one wants to see their parents doing this. He says he wishes they would stop acting like two horny teenagers. He's afraid to bring his girlfriend over because he never knows what's going to happen if his dad is there. He just thinks it's disgusting, and he doesn't think that his parents respect them. I don't think it's that. I just think they think that they're grown and it's their house and they can do whatever they want to do. And whoever's there, you know, gets the benefit of that. So anyway, I think you know you should save your coins and move out. Tommy?
Ain't nobody got to respect you at they house. This they house. Ain't nobody got to respect you at their own house. Okay? So when you see me naked, don't ask me what I'm doing. Why is me and your mama in the fireplace? Because we finna warm it up in here. That's what we do. Okay? Yeah. Why are me and your mama in the deep freezer? Because that's what we do. We got it on ice, baby. We putting it down. And I'm going to be just like your daddy when you ask me, boy, ain't a steak knife ain't got nothing on a butter knife. You hear me, boy?
Yeah. Ain't got nothing.
I'm
going to
tell you something real stupid.
Oh, like he said, a house is much better than an apartment.
Oh, boy, a pigeon can't touch a chicken. You hear what I'm saying? A pigeon can't touch
what
a chicken.
What does that mean?
Don't mean a damn thing. Boy, an 8-track can't touch an album. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to say stupid stuff. They are trying to sex you out of their house.
Yeah, they are.
That's the cleanest way I can put it. They trying to sex you out. Everybody wants you gone. You just don't see this.
Yeah.
Okay? What you don't realize is they've been all over that house. If I was you, I wouldn't even sit on that couch over there. I wouldn't even be on that couch if I was you. They done been on that stove. They done been in that oven. They done been all over the place.
In the oven?
Yeah, Shirley, if you ain't never done it, you ought to try.
With it on or off?
Put it on 250, Shirley, and try. And hold that dough open. Lay a blanket across that dough and lay on that dough. And let me tell you something. You got some of the best love making you done ever had in your life.
What?
And put some biscuits on at the same time, Shirley, and got that biscuit smell coming through that oven while you laying there doing what you do.
Yeah.
And then your son passed through there. Tell him something. Boy, a turtleneck ain't got nothing on wife beater. What does that mean? Don't worry about it.
Just random. Yeah. mommy. Yeah.
Just random. Yeah. Random, bro. Yeah.
But the dad did say a house is much better than an apartment. Yeah. And what does that mean? Yeah. What does
it
that
don't
mean?
Don't mean that.
Well, I tried to make sense out of it.
Trying to mean, we're trying to sex you out of here. Yeah. We want you gone.
Yeah. The hell you something okay? Don't make no sense.
Well, you don't understand what we be doing. You ain't here. That's why we be in the garage. We always in the garage. That's all. We do it in there a lot. We be in my car, my trunk, his back of the bed of the trunk.
In the trunk? Yeah.
If you ain't never done it in a trunk.
No.
Oh, I feel sorry for you, man.
You ain't never did the trunk
you
thing.
You ain't lived yet.
Oh, wow.
Go up in the attic where it's kind of hot up there. Mm-hmm. Well, you got to be careful and step on the right board. You don't want to slip and fall. You'll come through the roof. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Go up there and
dangerous.
Try.
That's dangerous.
That's that dangerous love, Shirley. No. It's dangerous love, but you want it.
I want to be careful.
Right.
I don't want to die.
And then, you know, every now and then, go in your kids' room while they're at school. You ever been in a bunk bed? You ain't been in a bunk bed?
Yeah, I've been in a bunk bed.
On the top?
Yeah, yeah.
Woo!
And that, ooh!
But the rock so much that the ladder didn't fail, and now one of y'all can get off? Y'all can't get down?
That's terrible.
Now y'all just two butt-naked people stranded in a bunk bed?
Until the kids come home from
school. And it's close to the kids coming home.
It's 2:35.
Yeah.
That bus come at 3:15.
Yeah.
You don't understand what you're dealing with, boy. Now we got to decide which one going to jump. Who gonna jump and put the ladder back up?
Oh,
y'all
man.
Ain't done this.
Oh, if they, y'all
and if they,
in there?
If they come in there and catch it, just and boy, a perm ain't got nothing on the natural.
Just random.
Perm ain't got nothing on the natural.
Ain't nothing like being on the porch at night when everybody in the neighborhood kind of sleeping and the lights is down. Mm-hmm. Out there on your front porch, just naked. Y'all doing it out there?
On the front porch?
Why not? Why? What? You want to do it in the back?
No.
Back porch, front porch. Go out in the yard sometime. Uh-huh. And why you can't walk around what you pay for?
He says he wishes that his parents would stop acting like two horny teenagers.
And they wish he would move. This is what we want to do the rest of our life. We want to do it without you. I tell you what. Bring your girlfriend over there and educate her real quick.
All right, listen, we got to get out of here. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.